With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah!
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
To beat mix, and it's time to pump it up from under.
Pump it up.
Pump
yeah. It up. Get all pumped up. Hopefully you had a fun weekend, and you can just have those memories to get you through the rest of the week.
All right.
I mean, that's about all I got. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Casey in Puyallup. Casey, are you there?
Yes, sir. Pump it up.
Nice.
I'm a turtle.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm very excited there. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Casey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Casey, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Nice. During which inning is Take Me Out to the Ball Game traditionally sung?
7th inning.
Yes. What is the last movie that James Cameron directed?
Pass.
What year did Kobe Bryant retire?
2016.
No.
17.
No.
15.
No. What did you? What did you say 15 twice?
No.
Oh. In American Psycho, which band does Patrick Bateman obsess over?
Oh, Killers.
No.
Pass on that one.
Steve Carell voiced the character Gru in what movie franchise?
Despicable Me.
Yes. What type of animal is Napoleon in George Orwell's novel Animal Farm?
Cat.
No.
Dog.
No.
Lorelax.
No. Which actor is known as the Fonz?
Jack. Ben Affleck.
No.
Oh, no.
Man.
Well,
terrible.
Yeah, Casey, tell me the guesses you said for the year Kobe Bryant retired again.
15, 16, 17.
Okay, you did say 16. That is one of those, so I will give that one to you there. I thought you said 15 twice, and that was confusing. Yeah, helped out a little bit. You got 3 correct. So it's not the worst score in the world.
No deuce dropping.
No deuce. Yeah. You avoided the deuce, so good job on that. Don't want to drop a deuce on a Monday.
And yeah, then, but you know, still, I feel like it's going to be a tough one for Casey.
Oh yeah. I don't think you really have a chance. But I mean, you got to give you got to maintain the integrity of this game.
Wow, and I was kind about it, but you're like, you know what? Go for the throat.
You got to tell it like it is sometimes.
Oh really? All right.
Oh yeah, that's what a great host does. Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
During which inning is Take Me Out to the Ball Game traditionally sung?
To the ball. 7th inning.
Yes. What is the last movie that James Cameron directed?
Is it... What the hell is it? The Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
No.
Not what the hell? Avatar.
Yes.
Avatar.
What year did Kobe Bryant retire?
2015?
No.
2016.
Yes. In American Psycho, which band does Patrick Bateman obsess over?
Psycho movies. Metallica.
No.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
Prince.
No. Steve Carell voiced the character Gru in what movie franchise?
Oh, good movie. Despicable Me.
Oh, crap. You watched that one.
I love that movie.
What type of animal is Napoleon in George Orwell's novel Animal Farm?
Pig?
Yes. What actor is known as the Fonz?
Henry Winkler.
Yes. Which country won the first Women's World Cup?
America.
Yes.
Yes.
Lake Tahoe is located in which 2 states?
Utah and Nevada?
No.
Utah and California?
No.
Nevada and California?
Yes! What sign are you if you were born on Labor Day?
You're a Pisces.
No! Steve, you win! 8-3!
Yes!
Good job!
Sorry about that, Casey.
It's all good. I got rolled.
Yes. It's all good. I got rolled.
Try again someday, Casey.
Yeah. that true?
He's better than everyone right now today. Damn straight.
Good point.
Yep. Maybe I'm just a bigger fan of American Psycho than anyone
else. Yeah, you are. You are very much a way too big fan.
Two questions in one morning.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like Christian Bale's birthday or maybe something about American Psycho.
Oh, and he doesn't do any other movies? Really? You're just going to psycho out for Christian Bale?
Well, you know, I wasn't going to go with a deeper cut, and I do like American Psycho a lot. I read the book and watched the movie.
So that is what it is. This is your favorite. Okay.
Does anybody happen to know the band that he obsesses over?
The Ramones?
Well, because
new.
No, we're not psychos that are American style like you.
Well, that's not very nice.
Fatboy Slim.
No, but it's actually a band that I really enjoy from the 80s. Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, one okay. Drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the songs, yes.
Good job, Steve.
It's kind of like that.
No, that's not him.
You're Addicted to Love Yet? No, that's Robert Palmer.
Robert Palmer.
Yeah. Dang it, yeah. Wow. The Power of Love is the
Power of Love.
That's the one. Thank you.
Dang it. What sign are you if you were born on Labor Day? I think two people in this room might know that one.
Virgo?
Yeah, you tell him, Vicky.
Yep, Virgo. It's Virgo. Yeah. So congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Thank you.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.